righty then. Look at this. It is time to do chatting with the chamber, chit chat with Cheryl. And right here we go. All right, turn your microphone on.
Yeah,
and
microphone
today
on.
We are going to unlock all of my potentials.
All of Paul's potential. What you didn't hear is our conversation before we got on the air about a career choice that wouldn't have been good for Paul.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody's wondering what this is. So before I got here and after I left a TV station to be named later, actually, I was invited to be a 911 dispatcher. They said, you know, you probably could keep up with all the phone calls. But then Cheryl has to pop up because, okay, so we get these spam calls out here. And the spam calls go something like, my social security number has been suspended. And so my answer one time was, how did you get my number? Do you know who you're talking to? No, I do not, sir. You are talking to the President of the United States and you've called my cell phone. How did you get that number? And then they hang up on me. And so I imagine that phone calls like that.
No, come on. I walked in the office earlier this week and you had one. And they were trying to tell you in a broken accent that they were from Publishers Clearing House.
Right. I couldn't even understand. Stand them. They were so broken English, and
you know, but Paul is so calm with these people, and he rephrases things and asks them again, and every time they hang up on him. I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know. So 911 maybe not a good
may not
choice
be his
for you,
best
but
choice.
I could entertain people
yes.
there. I could be your morning entertainment, and the police department would go, who is this joker on the radio right
so
now?
So back to your original segue, unlocking your potential
yes.
as a 911 dispatcher
is not,
not
a
your
good
calling.
Idea. Yes.
It's not your calling.
So you say don't try new things for me then.
No, you've been there, done that, tried that. Move on, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. We're talking about how to unlock your potential, that we really have no idea what we're capable of when we're a child. Like, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I
Are
started
you still trying to figure it out.
Well, no, I played radio when I was like 5 years old.
Really?
Yes. So I don't know that I know anything but doing broadcasting.
Oh, that's interesting because that's highly unusual.
I'm just saying, when I had a little tiny turntable and seven records, and I played them the top seven. You know.
Okay. All right. So for everybody else,
yes.
who are. Sit there and go, I did not know what I wanted to be when I grew up. And
yes.
we had no idea. Like, I wanted to be an art teacher.
Really?
First and foremost.
Well, you've been good at that, yeah.
I never would have imagined doing what I'm doing now.
Right.
But, you know, the biggest thing to unlocking your potential is being open to learning and self-discovery.
Okay.
You know, trying new things.
Trying new things. Except for me.
Except
yes.
for, no, you can try new things. There's just certain things where your humor won't correlate well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Instead, you know, we need to focus on the trying and not the I can't, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing. I was thinking of, when I was researching this, my youngest son at one point had wanted to be a doctor.
Okay.
For years. For years as a toddler.
At the end of his name.
Yeah. Yeah, he, you know, he was, you know, between 2 and 4 years old, and he'd run around. All he said is, "Wanted to be a doctor." He wanted
okay.
to be a doctor, and then it switched to, "I want to be a cowboy."
Okay,
I thought, well, that's quite
a deal.
That's quite a drastic switch, right?
Sure.
And then I heard somebody was talking about their children, and they have a little girl who said that she wanted to be a butterfly.
Well, that might be a little difficult, but okay, let's give it
that's
a shot.
Our adult. Brain saying we don't know, but think about the metaphor of there.
Yeah,
aren't we all like the butterflies? We start off as clunky caterpillars. We
right.
don't know what we want to do.
Right,
and we don't know what we're going to become.
Right.
But as we traverse through different things, in like the caterpillar's case, they you know eat through things to eventually become this beautiful butterfly. And so you know, I thought the analogy really fit. So a couple of things. First of all, as Paul already mentioned, we need to try new things.
Okay.
We need to be willing to start from the bottom. And this is key because I've heard a lot of different people when I've talked to people this last week or so that they're
yeah.
still very frustrated with brand new hires. Who don't want to start at the bottom.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. And yeah. it doesn't matter.
It doesn't work that
it
way.
It doesn't matter what stage you are in life. Let's
yeah.
say that you've been one of the ones who've been furloughed and unemployed because of the pandemic and you're having to get a new job. You're still going to have to start and learn things from the ground up at some
right.
point. And so
right.
you need to be willing to do that.
Serve others.
Serving others. And then, of course, no excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses. Absolutely
none. The one thing that I got on the blog, and of course, there's 4 more points on the blog, so people need to go to the blog to read more.
Of course.
But,
yes.
you know, choice by choice, effort by effort, we end up being better than when we started.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Pennywise Bookkeeping is our business of the week.
Yeah. They do remote bookkeeping and payroll services for all of the Magic Valley. Actually, they cover Haley, Gooding, Jerome, Twin Falls, and Sun Valley. And so they'll help, you know, your business keep organized. So definitely cool. Look them up and
all right.
Like, comment, and share.
There you go. Vendor showcase today and tomorrow at Mountain View Barn.
At Mountain View Barn. So today it starts at noon, and tomorrow it starts at 10 a.m. So go on out and take a look at all the fun little vendors and their crafts and things that they've got going on.
We want to send everybody over to see Will.
Yeah, at Renew tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. They're having their birthday party. They're going to have free ice cream and balloons for the kids, and he's going to have his yummy turkey pesto sandwich on sale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. Okay.
Then, of course, dancing and live music later on tomorrow night at the Elks Lodge at 7. We do have the chamber lunch coming up next week. You would need to register today if you want to get involved in that. Air St. Luke's is going to be doing a presentation.
All right. Very good. Well, you know what? We're almost out of time, so let us just tell everybody that there's a lot of other things that's listed. I see there's some opening days for some, like Moss Greenhouse. We'll tell you all about that, but that is on your blog.
Yeah. Oh, no, not on the blog. On the website. Visit JeromeIdaho.com and click on events. The calendar is starting to fill up, so there is lots of other stuff, like Paul said, that's on there.
Okay. And how do we get a hold of you? Because I know people are going to want to do that.
208-324-2711.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
As Mother Nature.